different kind of radio network. Loving people, giving us all hope, really bringing all of us together to change the world and each other.
You found Celebrate Radio.
Hi, this is Kay Warren from Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. You're with Don Fass on Celebrate Radio.
Hi, this is Natalie Grant, and you're listening to the Celebrate Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Palau, and you're on the Celebrate Radio Network. That's what we've attempted to do in Portland, is to say, can we mobilize hundreds of churches and thousands of believers that are Christ followers to jump into the trenches and serve the hungry and the homeless with our city leaders, not in a sense feeling like we have to invent our own separate ways of serving. And absolutely, there are hundreds. In Portland, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of wonderful Christian evangelical nonprofits that meet needs. Some of the most effective, frankly, are evangelical nonprofits. And they're part of the whole solution as well. But to not feel like that's the only solution, and to recognize that we've got to build relationships with people that are different from us in order to meet needs and in order to build a relationship that can result in the gospel being shared.
Hi, this is Glenn Close. And just as in the Big Chill, as we did in the 60s, we're all getting by with a little help from our friends. Now stay tuned for more of your friends, Don Fass.
G'day, this is Rebecca St. James, and you're listening to the station that's safe for the whole family.
The Celebrate Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Darlene Check of Hillsong on Celebrate Radio.
Good of all creation, good of all earth and sky.
Well, God's peace all, and welcome to The Optimistic Muslim with your host, David Liepert. Today we're being joined by Khurram Dara.
This is Rabbi Deborah Kolodny on the Celebrate Radio Network.
This is Pastor Kong, and you're on Celebrate Radio.
This is Wes Stafford of Compassion International joining Don Fass here on Celebrate Radio around the world.
A letter to God from Gabriela in Brazil.
Queridos, por que tem
tanta violência? Why is there so much violence?
Gabriela, we should all be asking your question. When responsible adults do something about it, things will begin to change.
I am Bishop Joel June on Celebrate Radio. After the earthquake, we had so many organizations that comes to help during the earthquake. So now you are seeing an improvement a little quicker than before the earthquake, because you see people come to build hospitals, and other people come to start a job, and many NGO, these are non-governmental organizations, what you would call 501c3 organizations in Haiti. So you could not say the difference between before earthquake and after earthquake.
Hi, this is Martin Smith from Delirious, and you are listening to Dawn on Celebrate Radio.
Experience the difference.
It's fabulous.
We're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
This is Don Fass at Occupy Portland. Activist, author, and filmmaker Michael Moore has just entered the third block of Occupy Portland, a federal park, and I am sure he's going to speak to the crowd here at Occupy Portland in downtown.
I didn't want to come down in the center here because I wanted to stand as one of thousands. This, to the media who are here, and God bless you and thank you for coming and giving attention to this. But this is a movement that does not have a spokesperson. We are all spokespeople. Everybody here.
I'm working for...
Hurtful words are coming from the right.
This is Beth Schaefer,
part of the sweetest music this side of heaven.
Hi, this is Rabbi David Wolpe of Sinai Temple in Los Angeles on Celebrate Radio. The things that are most central to me are actually knowledge of and fidelity to the tradition, personal growth and decency, and those two go together. Self-realization without decency and kindness and goodness is empty and vain. And also communal responsibility to one another and to those beyond the Jewish community. I mean, the social mandate to feed those who are hungry, to take care of those who are helpless and bereaved and bereft, that too is a religious issue.
Uplifting music with a touch of the divine. Celebrate Radio.
Hey, this is Bart Millard of Mercy Me on the Celebrate Radio Network around the world.
I can only imagine when all I do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
This is Pat Boone. You're on the Celebrate Radio Network around the world.
When you're down in the dumps, it pulls you right out.
And it's also a good thing for my kids.
Like the variety music.
Celebrate Radio.
Celebrate Radio.
Celebrate Radio. Around the world.
This is Ann Graham Lotz, inviting you to join me each day here on Celebrate Radio.
Welcome to the New Music Update from NewReleaseTuesday.com.
NewReleaseTuesday.com.
Featuring what's new in Christian music each week. What's up? I'm Bill Lerwick. On this New Music Update, after 12 years of making music, their final epic collection of 34 songs, the David Crowder Band return with Give Us Rest.
With me is Fuad Masri, who has a very, very unique background here at Mission Connection. You were born in Lebanon, so let's start off with that.
I was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon, overseas in the Middle East. And I grew up in the middle of the Lebanese war. I lost my best friend, Walid, at age 18 through a bombing. I lost other friends through people fighting during the war. And in the war in Lebanon, my heart was hard. I was filled with hate. I hated Israelis and I hated Palestinians, and I saw a lot of murders and car bombs and killing. But then as I studied the words of Jesus, I discovered that the problem on this planet is sin. Sin makes people hate each other. Sin makes us kill each other. The weapons will change. Things will change. But at the end of the day, sin and hate is the problem. So I came to Christ, asked Him to be my Savior. I went to my room and I knelt and I prayed, Lord, the more there is hate in Lebanon, I want to be a soldier of love. The more there is war in Lebanon, I want to be a soldier of peace. And God changed my heart, and I started sharing the good news of Christ with people from different backgrounds, Shiites, Sunnis, nominal Christians, Catholics, evangelicals, anybody who I met. I told them about the words of Jesus and encouraged them to follow Christ. So that war in Lebanon helped me see that there is a crisis on this planet. And it's more than just money. It's more than just education. It's our heart tends to be filled with hate to our neighbor and to our enemies.
On the next Kids Corner, Liz becomes a chef.
Brought to you by Chef Boyardee.
Yes.
And today I'll be making you my delicious baked bug wings, topped with my unbelievable lizard sauce, a very special marinade. Spike, quick, prepare the area.
Liz, prepare the area.
Yes, it is Chef Boyardee's time.
Oh, brother.
Reporting for United News and Information, this is George Carden. President Obama will head to Capitol Hill today to lobby Senate Democrats on health care reform. The majority party remains several votes shy of the 60 votes needed to move forward on the legislation.
This is Kari Jensen reporting from New York City for Celebrate Radio Network.
This is Pastor Ed Dobson, and this is Celebrate Radio.
This is Brian Luff in London for Celebrate Radio News.
Okay, this is Don Fass, and we are in the Jewish Quarter of the Old City, and Phil is with me from New York Tours. Phil, how long have you been in Jerusalem, first of all?
Back to Jerusalem, the cool breeze of back to Jerusalem.
This is Pastor Nicky Gumble, and I'm on Reaching Out Radio with Don.
Join Don Fass with great new music and classics, and his special guests like Martin Smith of Delirious, Saddleback's Kay Warren, the African Children's Choir, Jars of Clay, Compassion International's Wes Stafford, Hillsong's Darlene Check, Friends and Family of Columbine, Jackie Velasquez, Moshav, The Newsboys, and Graham Lotz and Salvador, right here on Reaching Up.
There's a lot of hurting in this society, in this world, maybe even some in you. But the surest way to change things is to be a blessing. Who can you help? Be a friend to. Show some love to. Be the change you want to see. Be a blessing to someone today and every day. This message from Celebrate Radio.
We will choose to be a blessing for life.
In the midst of everything, we can thank Him. Even when we're going through the most difficult of trials. You say, Pastor, it doesn't make sense. Why would I thank God in the midst of trial? You can thank Him because He's with you in the midst of that trial. He's doing good things in the midst of the difficult.
Artists you just can't get enough of.
Casting Crown. Nicole Nordeman.
Third Day.
Jeremy Camp.
Michael W. Smith.
Mercy Me.
Stephen Curtis Check.
363.
Todd Agnew.
We play the songs you love by the artists you know.
Celebrate Radio.
On the Hotbird 6 satellite
across Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa.
Teresa, when I came to visit you today here in Rome, I saw this beautiful piazza. Tell us about it.
Thank you. Yes, it is one of the most famous piazza in Rome.
Long-range missile reportedly fired this morning by Iran.
47,000 acres burned.
The news lets you know what's going on in the world. But a few things you should know about most news outlets. They don't make money if they don't get good ratings. And they all know that bad news gets good ratings.
A violent terror attack outside the
American. So the more they inflate the bad news, the more gripping a story can seem. Turn off all that bad news and tune in here. We have a positive approach to life and always good news. Listen here. You found Celebrate Radio.
A different kind of radio network.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Taylor, the Newsboys, and you are on Celebrate Radio. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and you're listening to the Celebrate Network. Stay tuned.
We have to ask ourselves, is the prophet still speaking through Isaiah 58 to our generation? In the middle of Isaiah 58, he says, isn't this the fast I've chosen? Is not this it? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke, to share your food with the hungry and provide the poor wanderer with shelter, to clothe the naked and not turn away from your own flesh and blood. It's all of these verbs. It's all about God's heart for the poor, God's heart for those who are hurting and oppressed, and His commands that we respond in real ways to that hurting, to that suffering.
A different kind of radio network.
We are
A different kind of radio network.
Celebrate Radio.